Good afternoon, everyone. So as the Torah begins to describe Yaakov Avinu's journey down to Mitzrayim to meet Yosef, the Torah states, "Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher lo, vayavo be'ir hashava, vayizbach zevachim le'elokei aviv Yitzchak." So Yaakov traveled with all that was with him to Be'er Sheva, and he was makriv some korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'elokei aviv Yitzchak. Rashi cites from the Medrash that from this pasuk we derive that chayav adam bechvod aviv yoser mi bechvod zikna, that a person is obligated in kibud av in honoring his father more so than he's obligated in honoring his grandfather. How do we derive that from this pasuk? Because the pasuk describes that vayizbach zevachim le'elokei aviv Yitzchak, and the Medrash is bothered by why does Yaakov or why does the Torah specify le'elokei aviv Yitzchak, almost to the exclusion of Avraham. Why does it say Yitzchak instead of Avraham? So the Medrash concludes that it must be because Yaakov is trying to single out Yitzchak, trying to prioritize Yitzchak to Avraham, and the reason for that is because Chayiv Adam Bechvod Aviv Yoser Mibechvod Zikna. So of course, the implication of this statement in the Medrash is that not only is one obligated to honor his father, but he's obligated to honor his grandfather as well. True that one's chiyuv to honor his father is greater than, takes precedence to the honoring of his grandfather, but nonetheless, there is an obligation to honor one's grandfather. And that's what it means, yoser mibichvod zikno. However, we find some conflicting evidence in the Talmud Bavli as to this question, as to whether one is obligated to be mechabed avi aviv, his grandfather, or just his father. The Gemara in Makos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph talks about quite a morbid case where we have family members committing murder against each other, and the question is who becomes a goel hadam in certain cases of murder. So the Gemara says that a grandson becomes a Goel Hadam for his father if his father was murdered by his grandfather, but a son does not become a Goel Hadam for his brother if his brother was killed by his father. So what accounts for this difference? Why does a grandson become a Goel Hadam while a son does not? So Rashi explains that this is because a grandson is not obligated in the kavod of his grandfather, and as such, he's open to have the status of Goel Hadam. So from this Rashi, it would seem that one is not obligated to be mechabed his grandfather the same way that he's obligated to be mechabed his father. In addition, we have the Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Tesamad Aleph, which states that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov raised Rav Yaakov, the son of his daughter, meaning Rav Yaakov was the grandson of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And when Rav Acha Bar Yaakov later requested some water from Rav Yaakov responded that he's not obligated to retrieve the water for his grandfather Rav Acha because he wasn't Rav Acha's son. So this also lends the impression that a grandchild is not obligated in the kibud of his grandparents, the same way that he would be obligated in the kibud of his parents. So on the one hand, we have the Medrash quoted by Rashi in this week's Parasha, that Chayiv Adam Bechvod Aviv Yoser Mibechvod Zekno, which implies that one is obligated to be Mechabed his grandfather. And on the other hand, we have two sources in Shas, the Gemara in Makos Yud Beis, the Gemara in Sota Mem Tes, which both imply that a grandson is not actually obligated to be Mechabed his grandfather. So how do we pass in on this issue? So this issue actually comes up halach lemaisa in Yoredeya Simin Rish Mem Sif Chaf Dalid, where the Ramah notes that although according to the Baharik, there is no obligation to be mechabed one's grandfather. This was known as the Maharik Shita, not that there's no obligation to be mechabed Zikno. Nonetheless, the Ramah paskins that we rule against the Maharik and conclude that there is an obligation to be mechabed one's grandfather. This psak of the Ramah and the machlokas between the Ramah and the Maharik has a number of nafkamina, two of which are as follows. Number one, can we compel a grandson to provide for his grandfather if the father is no longer around or doesn't have the means to provide for the grandfather? Then can we compel the grandson to do so? So the Bach says that because we paskin that a grandson is obligated to be mechabed his grandfather, so we can impose a kfiya as well. In addition, the Maharik discusses the Shaila as to whether a grandson has any right to say Kaddish for his grandfather more so than anyone else. Of course, if the father were still around, so the father would have the right to say Kaddish for his father, the grandfather. However, if the father is not around, so then can a grandson say does the grandson have a right to Kaddish more so than someone else to say it on behalf of his grandfather? The Ma'arik rules that because there's no obligation for a grandson to be mechavid his grandfather, so therefore his right to Kaddish is no more than anyone else's right to Kaddish. But from the Ramah, that a grandson does have the obligation to be mechavid his grandfather, so then we can make the argument that the grandson would have a right to Kaddish more so than other people who share no relationship with the grandfather. Let's discuss this this topic of the chiyuv of kavod zikno, the obligation to be mechabed one's grandfather. If it does exist, as the Ramah paskins halacha lamaisa, so then what is the source for that chiyuv? And in addition to that, what's the nature of the chiyuv? And are there any differences between, if it does exist, are there any differences between the chiyuv to be mechabed one's grandfather and the chiyuv to be mechabed one's father? And if so, then what is the basis for those differences? So let's begin with the source for this discussion. So if we do paskin that there is a chiyuv to be mechabed one's grandfather, as the Ramah does, so then what would be the source? So we find a couple of different options in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The first one is to point to a phenomenon that considers grandchildren like children, and that is b'nei banim harehim kebanim. So since we have a phenomenon in Shas that b'nei banim harehim kebanim, so this is what some Rishonim, including the Sefer HaCharedim, based on this principle, the Sefer HaCharedim assumes that there would be an obligation to be mechabed one's grandfather. So here we don't have an explicit source. We don't have an explicit Torah source that obligates the chiyuv of the chiyuv of kavod for his zakin, but we have a principle that allows us to extend the Torah chiyuv to be mechabed one's father, kabidus avicha vesimecha, and extend that to include one's grandfather. Since there's a Torah obligation to be mechabed one's father, kabidus avicha vesimecha, and b'nei banim harehim kebanim, so when you add those two together, so you end up with the obligation to be mechabed one's grandfather. So that would be one potential source for the chiyuv to be mechabed a zakin. In addition to that, we find two other potential sources in the commentary of the Bach to Yoredei Simon Reish Mem. So first of all, the Bach notes that this might be a kal vachomer from other chiyuvim of kavod, such as Achiv Hagadol or Baal Imo v'Ishes Aviv. Since one has to be mechabed his stepfather or stepmother and also his eldest brother, then it's a kal vachomer that if we have to be mechabed those people, then of course, we have to be mechabed our grandparents. So that would be another possible source from the Bach. And in addition, the Bach notes a svara, and this svara is also picked up much later by the Torah Tamima in his commentary on Chumash, that since a grandfather has the obligation to teach his grandson Torah, then it would be unfathomable that the grandson would not have a chiyuv to be mechabed his grandfather. So we have in total three different potential sources. There may be others, but the three that we mentioned are number one, b'nei banim harehim kebanim, and the extension of the chiyuv to be mechabed one's father to kibud hazakin, to kavod for the grandfather. Number two, a kal vachomer from other chiyuvim of kavod, such as achiv hagadol or ba'al imo ve'ishas aviv. And number three, a svara, that because a grandfather must teach his grandson Torah, so it's, of course, the case that the grandson has to be mechabed the grandfather. Now let's transition to the question of the nature of the chiyuv to be mechabed a zakin, to be mechayiv one's grandfather. And here we could discuss this really in two distinct categories. The first one is to view the chiyuv as a direct chiyuv. And by that we mean that there is a direct obligation for a grandson to be mechabed his grandfather. Now we could ask a further question even within that formulation, whether the mechayiv of the is the grandfather's status as a father or a grandfather, which means to say, does the chiyuv for a son to be mechabed his grandfather, does that stem as a derivative from the fact that he has to be mechabed his father, or is there some direct chiyuv such that a grandson has to be mechabed his grandfather? Does the father connect the dots, or are we discussing a straight line between the grandson and the grandfather? And here we have different implications. We have different indications in the Rishonim and Achronim. We noted before that according to the Sefer Charedim, the whole source for the chiyuv for one to be mechabed his grandfather is b'nei banim harehim kebanim. So what you see is that really the obligation for the grandson to be mechabe, the grandfather, is because in some sense the grandfather is considered like a father. This is an extension of the normal chiyuv kavod of kabidus avicha vesimecha. We're treating the grandfather like a father, and since we're treating the grandfather like a father, so the normal chiyuv of kabidus avicha applies. And that's what B'nei Banim Harim Kibanim might teach us. In addition, the Bach notes in Siman Reish Mem that a number of times in the Torah, a grandfather is dubbed an Av. He's called a father. And not even getting into B'nei Banim Harim Kibanim, we just call a grandfather an Av. And that being the case, so we see that part of the grandfather's status is actually to consider him like a second father to the grandson. And since there's a chiyuv to be mechabit a father, so that includes, of course, your biological father, and that also includes the Torah status of a father, a legal status of a father, which is a grandfather. A grandfather is, of course, biologically two generations away, but in addition to that, he's also in some sense considered a father, and therefore you would be obligated to be mechabit him, betoras his status as a father. So that's one way of explaining this mechayiv. But we could also explain the mechayiv not in terms of the grandfather's status as a father, but rather as a grandfather. Kishmo kein hu. There is an obligation for a grandson to be mechabed his two generational parent, the grandfather. What indications do we have of this? So the Bach in Siman Reish Mem explains that a grandfather is included in the shutfus of the bria of the grandson. We know that one of the reasons for the chiyuv of kavod for parents is because gimel shutfin ba'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu aviv v'imo, and that being the case, so one is obligated, he's indebted towards his parents for having brought him into the world. So too, the Bach says, a grandfather is considered part of that shutfus, and as such, a grandson would be obligated to be mechabit his grandfather. So here, we're not viewing the grandfather as an actual father, we're just saying that a grandfather has a part in that shutfus. And therefore, that would be sufficient basis to be mechayiv the grandson, to be mechabit the grandfather, betoras his status, not as a father, but as a grandfather. In addition, we mentioned before that the Bach and the Torah Tumima explain that a grandson is obligated to be mechabit his grandfather because the grandfather has an obligation to teach the grandson Torah. Now, that obligation is the grandfather. It goes straight from grandfather to grandson. There's no connecting the dots in between. And if that's the case, then we could also view this chiyuv of kavod as betoras the grandfather status as the grandfather. And finally, the Torah Tumima explains that there's some innate affection and connection that lasts for three generations. And that relationship, that innate relationship, would be sufficient basis to be mechayiv the grandson to be mechabi the grandfather. And so too here, we're not considering the grandfather as a father. We're just saying that the grandfather, as a grandfather himself, would because he has that special close bond and relationship with the grandson, that relationship would be foundation for the chiyuv to be mechabi the grandfather. The entire discussion was assuming that the nature of the chiyuv to be mechabi one's grandfather is a direct chiyuv, meaning a direct chiyuv of kavod hazakin, that the grandson is being mechabit the grandfather. However, we find in other sources that the obligation for a grandson to be mechabit his grandfather is not as a chiyuv in kavod zikno, but rather a chiyuv bechvod aviv, that by giving honor to one's grandfather, one is mekayim the ratzon of his father. His father wants him to respect and honor his grandfather, and by being mechabit zakin, he is mekayim his chiyuv of kabiris avicha vesimecha, the normal Torah chiyuv to be mechabit one's father. Where do we find this? So we find this in a number of sources, but most prominently, perhaps, In Truva of Rav Shlomo Kluger, in Truv Tam Vidas, in Rishud Gimel, Rav Shlomo Kluger is very explicit that the basis or the nature of the chiyuv to be mechabid one's grandfather is as a kiyum bichvod aviv, as a fulfillment and satisfaction of the ratzon of his father, and being mekayim kabidus avicha bichvod aviv. And the parallel to this would be the Ramban's explanation of kavod achiv hagadol. The Ramban explains that the reason why one is obligated to be mechabit his eldest brother is because that itself is a kiyum of kavod aviv. So too here, the chiyuv to be mechabit one zakin would also be a kiyum bechvod aviv. So all in all, we have two different ways of formulating or characterizing the nature of the chiyuv to be mechabit one zakin. We could discuss this as a kiyum bechvod hazakin, a direct chiyuv, such that the grandson is obligated to be mechabi, the grandfather. And then within that, we could discuss whether the mechayiv is the grandfather status as a father or the grandfather status as a grandfather. That's one way of viewing this discussion. Another way of viewing it is to say that the chiyuv to be mechabi, the grandfather, is a kiyum bechvod aviv. Is really a fulfillment of the ratzon of the av, parallel to kvod achiv hagadol, according to the explanation of the Ramban. What are the practical consequences of these two different ways of describing and formulating the chiyuv to be mechabid one's grandfather? So first of all, let's say that one's father has been nifter. So if one's father has passed away, does the chiyuv still apply to be mechabid one's grandfather? So it's mashma from the Sefer HaChasidim in Simen Shin Memhei that the chiyuv does still apply. And however, in other sources, including that tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger and Tuvtam Vedas, so what comes out is that if one's father has passed away, then the chiyuv to be mechabed one's grandfather also falls away at the same time. So what's the nekuda samachlokas here? So it really comes down to the two different ways of describing the nature of the chiyuv. If the chiyuv is a direct chiyuv to be mechabed the grandfather, so then it doesn't matter whether the missing link in the chain, whether the father is still alive, because there's a direct chiyuv for the grandson to be mechabed the grandfather. However, if being mechabi one's grandfather is a kiyum bechvod aviv, so then once one's father is not alive, so then that chiyuv would not apply anymore because there wouldn't be any kiyum bechvod aviv since he's no longer alive. So that would be one possible consequence between these two formulations, the case of meis ha'av, a case in which a grandfather and grandson are alive, but the father in between is not. In addition, we have an interesting discussion about different types of grandsons. That means to say that if we think that there's an obligation for a grandson to be mechabed his grandfather, as the Rama says, then certainly a ben haben is included in that chiyuv, which means that the grandson of the son of the grandfather would be obligated to be mechabed the grandfather. However, what about a ben habas? What about if the grandfather has a daughter and the daughter has a son? Is that grandson obligated to be mechabed the grandfather? So this was a machlokas haposkin. The Beir Hagra in Siman Reish Mem Siv Chav Dalet argues that a ben habas would not be obligated in this chiyuv. Whereas from the Rama, it seems like all grandsons would be obligated in this chiyuv. So what's the basis for the Gra's position? So the Gra explains that it's because when we have the principle of b'nei banim harehim kebanim, that's particularly b'nei banim harehim kebanim, but not b'nei banos. B'nei banos are not kebanim, and therefore concludes the Gra that the chiyuv for a ben habas to be mechabed a grandfather would not apply. However, if the chiyuv does apply, so then you could say that on one of two bases. Either you could argue with the Gra's premise and say that B'nai Banos are Kibanim, and the Torah Tamima in his commentary argues that according to the Bavli, that is the case, that B'nai Banos are Kibanim. So because B'nai Banos are Kibanim, so B'nai Banim Kibanim, B'nai Banos Kibanim, everyone is Kibanim, and therefore all grandchildren would be obligated to be Mechabed, a grandfather. But we could also argue with another part of the Gra's analysis, because the Gra assumes that the basis for the chiyuv to be mechabed a grandfather really stems from the phenomenon or the principle of b'nei banim harehim kebanim. But if we think that the chiyuv is not really dependent on b'nei banim harehim kebanim, so then we could argue that the chiyuv would still apply to a ben abbas. So for example, if the chiyuv is to be mekayim the ratzon of the father, that would certainly apply regardless of whether the missing link is a father or a mother. You have the same chiyuv to be mechabed a father and mechabed a mother. Kabed es avicha ve'asimecha. So just because the missing link is a mother as opposed to a father would not mean that the chiyuv for the grandson would no longer apply. In addition, if the chiyuv is based on, for example, the grandfather being included in the shutfus of the bria, so then that would certainly apply to a ben habas. If it's rooted in the fact that a grandfather is obligated to teach his grandson Torah, so that would depend on whether that applies to a ben habas or only to a ben haben. But certainly there is room to explain why the chiyuv would apply not only to a ben haben, but also to a ben habas. Whereas according to the Gra, it applies only to a ben haben because b'nei banos are not kebanim. And from there, we see that the Gra is clearly viewing this chiyuv as rooted in the principle of b'nei banim harehim kebanim. One more consequence is the question of kedimus, whose kavod takes precedence. So from the Medrash, it was very clear that the kavod of one's father takes precedence to the kavod of one's grandfather. And that's sensible on one of two bases. One basis would be that the kavod for the zaken is a kiyum in the kavod for the father. So if the kavod for the zaken is a kiyum in the kavod of the father, so then if the father wants something himself, so then of course his own kavod should take precedence to an ancillary kiyum in his kavod of being mechabed the grandfather. In addition, if kavod zikna, being mechabed one's grandfather, is rooted in the comparison of a grandfather to a father, so then one's biological and actual father should take precedence to someone who's only considered a father al pidin, but is not actually a father. So that would explain the medrash and its comment that kavod aviv takes precedence to kavod zikna. However, we find in other sources that maybe under some circumstances, kavod zikna would actually take precedence to kavod aviv. The grandfather would take precedence to the father. This is brought from the Sefer Liv Yaschim, which is quoted in a tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Iger, Madur Kama Simin Sameches. And the Liv Yaschim says that as long as a father is alive, so then the kavod for the zaken takes precedence to the kavod for the father. Why would that be the case? So we could say that both the grandson and the father are chayavim in the kavod of the zaken, whereas only the grandson is chayav in the kavod of the middle generation of the father, and therefore because there are two mischayvim towards the grandfather and only one mischayv towards the father, the two mischayvim trumps the one mischayv. However, according to that analysis, it would probably make most sense to conclude that the chiyuv to be mechabed one's grandfather is rooted in the status of in his status as a grandfather and not in his status as a father. Because if it were rooted in his status as a father, so then when you have a competition between a father al pidin and an actual father, so then the actual father should win out over the al pidin father. However, if it's rooted in the status of in his status as a grandfather itself, so then we would have two chiyuvim that pertain to the grandfather, one from the father and one from the grandson, and therefore those two chiyuvim would trump the one chiyuv between the grandson and the middle generation of the father. So let's just conclude with one note of machshava. So the concept of chovas kivod zikno, being mechabed, one's grandfather, really underscores the Torah's broad and also hierarchical view on family relations. The making of a person really takes multiple figures and generations, and I think that's what the chiyuv kavod reflects. And in particular, the idea highlighted by the Bach in the Torah Tamima that a chiyuv kavod is assumed because of the chiyuv limud, because of the fact that a grandfather has to teach his grandson. So what does that highlight? That emphasizes the role that a grandfather plays in the transmission of the Mesorah to his grandson, in the making of the grandson's spiritual personality. We saw that Gimel Shutfin Ba'adam applies to the grandfather because the grandfather is involved in the physical making of the grandson. And in addition to that, he plays a critical role in the spiritual development of the grandson, both of which combine to form a relationship of fatherhood, such that the grandfather, despite being two generations away, is really considered a father according to the Torah view, and as such entails in response a chiyuv kavod. I wish everyone a great rest of the week and a wonderful